know, we're dealing with a Archon system. Ephesians 6, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, rulers of darkness. The Greek word is Cosmocrator, and it's also Archon. Think about back in the day, before TV, before music on the radio, before radio, before TV, before cell phones, before internet. They didn't have distractions like we have now. So they had time to meditate and to think. Everybody now has to be going somewhere or doing something. And the phone rings. And the emails come in. It's all these distractions, right? You gotta go here, you gotta go there, you gotta go to the grocery store, you gotta go to the church, you gotta go to this place, here, there, or everywhere. And so people don't really take the time to really meditate on what they're in their whole life. They go their whole life and don't even realize what they're in. I ask people, before I really got deep into it, I was seeing it. I said, do you feel like this has already happened before? And they say, yeah. And I say, yeah, because it has. It just keeps repeating. Your grandparents, your parents, you, kids, your grandkids, it just keeps repeating. What does that tell you? It's a repeat. It's a reproduction system. Superman movie. 5 years later, a new Superman movie. Five years later, a new Superman movie. It just keeps repeating. It just keeps repeating. Now, why? Why does it repeat? It has to, or you could not function. You couldn't function if it didn't repeat. Without the deja vu of everyday life, you couldn't even function because you'd have to learn how to drive again. You'd have to learn how to chew your food. You'd have to learn how to put your shoes on. You couldn't function if it wasn't repeat. So if it's true about putting your shoes on, you know it's true about the seasons, the times, the everything's just repeating. The wisdom of Solomon's right there in the scripture, and then you got the Holy Spirit in you, and you can take in line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, and apply it across the board, and what happens? You can see that it's a simulation. The outside just repeats. What's the purpose? So your inside will grow to new states. New states of awareness, new states of being, new states of consciousness, understanding, etc., etc. The outside just repeats so that the inside can be birthed. So the cycles on a woman is to birth a baby, right? The cycles in a woman is to birth a baby. So the cycles in the earth, the universe, is to birth creatures, sons of God, spiritual creatures. And if you go through enough cycles, you'll realize, oh, I've seen this before. Oh, I've seen this before. Oh, I already know what's going to happen. Oh, I know what's happening. This, that, and the other. I already know what's going on. The game just repeats. And the new people coming on the scene haven't really woken up yet. They think you are some kind of magician or something when you can call it out. I remember, And sometimes it is spiritual insight, but most of the time it's just a cycle repeat. Because I did see past 3D, it's kind of like I'm outside of time, and sometimes I'll be around people and I'll say something, and they'll say, because it's outside of time's high level synchronicity, right? And I'll say something and they'll say, "I just said that," or "How'd you know I said that?" "I didn't. I'm outside of time." And I tell people that and they don't believe me. Time is just a progressive revelation. You're at the, in the dispensations of time, you're pretty much in the church age right now. And probably at the end of the book of Acts, and we're just waiting on the rapture. And the reason we're here is to give out the good news that Jesus alone saves, you know. And it's all been about him from the get-go. It's always been about Jesus. And that's all it's ever going to be. And then when you see past time, you realize, well, if it's all just the same, what do I do now? It leads you to a worship. All you can do is worship God. Now, how can you worship God continually down here in the natural? Be thankful, serve one another, follow his foot, take up your cross, deny yourself, follow his path. Life's not your own. If you want to fulfill the whole law, love your neighbors as yourself, that's above the law, right? If you want to rise above the law, you fulfill the law. But if it's already fulfilled, it's already fulfilled in Jesus. It's finished. The Bible talks about the grace of life in the church age. There's a lot of grace right now. In the millennium, it ain't gonna be like this. Jesus will rule with a rod of iron. Those who do right will say, "Praise God." Those who are doing wrong, they'll be mad inside. They won't be able to probably express it outside. God's the same. He'll show grace even in the millennium, but he's going to rule these nations with a rod of iron. Because he's actually trying to birth in not only new creatures, but the earth has got to be renovated. Everything follows the same pattern. Just like the woman's trying to have a baby, she goes to the doctor and he tells her to do this, because they're trying to make sure the baby gets birth. Follow these protocols, you know? Same with the earth, same with the saved people, same with everything. You're birthing in a product in a manufacturing plant, you have to follow certain protocols, certain temperatures. I worked at a pipe plant one time. And the temperature has to be right, the right amount of plastic, the mold has to be clean, everything has to be working right to birth in that product. And the same way with a woman having a baby, everything has to work right, you know, everything has to be going right. And so the earth is the same way. So 1,000 years has to be 1,000 years of peace, right? To bring in the new heaven and new earth. God, Jesus is delivering the earth back up to God and the people and the born-again saints. Just like the movie The Eternals, God is birthing in some Eternals, and the devil don't like it. because he knows how sinful the human is, and he thinks he's self-righteous, you know. All just all tied together, people.